part. Because you do not have anything more than this, the life is here. How is it? How is it? This is very short. But actually, if anything is for you, you know more than this. Thank you. Completely, who like it as a man, money is stored, they are not people, that I am going to start a visual. But he was going to instruct the Gopi Prayer what he has to give. And it will be money from him.
Thank you.
this life. No,
inside that tree, Krishna told, now it is night. So you know, the rays of moon, very madhu, and they are cutting trees and creepers in his very slender moonlight. It seems that Chandra is a Nayak. By his rays in hand. Rays are hand. By hand. Has taken red color Abir, Kumkum. And he, a lover, gives that color to the face, mouth of beloved. As if Chandra is giving. Beloved is Purvadisha. Purvadisha means eastern side. His beloved is Purvadisha, Chandra. And by his raised hand, he, Chandra, gives kumkum to the mouth of his Priya, that is Purvadisha. That is by rising of Chandra, Purvadisha means western side, becomes somewhat red or somewhat like gold. Vyasa or Sukadeva Goswami has decorated this sea in Naika Naika Bhava, beloved and beloved. Krishna has come in Chandra Vamsa. So he is descended from Chandra. He thinks that he is my respected person in my Khanda, my generation. So Chandra is saying me that I love Purvadisha and giving red color on the mouth of my beloved. In so manner, he should give kumkum to the gopis and he should do rash because I also do rash. All stars are my beloved. And in the middle, I live. In the middle, I am the Chandra. And all taras are beloved. And I am doing grass. We all are dancing. In the middle, I am. And all round are stars. All the stars have special names and they all are my beloved. So you should don't fear. Example. So you should do that. No harm at all. These stars are wives of so many devatas. Devatas, you know?
Demigods.
So don't fear. So Krishna called them. Telling under that tree, oh, you have come. I do swagat to you.
Swagat means why
I come. I welcome. All I welcome. Oh, you have come to see me because I am God. I am God of God. And I am very beautiful. You have come to see. You have seen me? Return to your homes. Gopis are watching. What is the inner intention of Krishna? Why he is so telling? say anything. They are watching and hearing. Krishna told again, oh, why you are here? You should go to her. These are your husbands. If a husband is lying, if the husband is blind, blind, check a little. And serve your husband. If they are blind, if they are lame, if they are rogi, bored, they are what? Leprosy, anything, but you should certainly obey. If you are not doing, you are coming, living there. So you will go to heaven and you are doing sin. So you should at once return. At last, Gopi broke their silence and told that, oh, you are my guru. Because you are giving so many precious and valuable upadesh. And today we have received the diksha from you. So you are certainly. But in Shastra, it has told that first you should obey and serve your Gurudev. Do archan first. And then to anyone. Then to Krishna, Bhagavan and all others. Hello? So, we have right. Shastra has given right us to first obey and serve you because you are Guru. So, we are unconditionally. We are giving ourselves to your feet. Sarva dharman parityajyamam ekam saranam. Bhagavan has told you, you are Bhagavan. You have told that living all dharmas, you should be saranagar, completely surrender. To me, I am the husband of husband. I am Jagat Guru. So we are giving ourselves and unconditionally surrender to your feet. You should accept. If you are not accepting, then you have seen you have to go in hell and all others. Just begin to laugh. Here there is a slope in Srimad Bhagavatam. Rajanne esa ghora rupa, ghora sattva ni sevita, patiyat parajam neha, sriyam sri bhi sumadhyana. Krishna is telling that now it is very deep night. There is very deep andhaka. And Ghora Rupa, Ghora Manse, very fearful, fearful, and Singha, lions, tigers, and Bhalu, deer, are roaming here and there. So you should go, Pratijat, Prajan, to at once go to the your home. Gopis are telling, we never go. We cannot go. You have taken our heart. So at first give, you have stolen our heart. by float. So give our heart and then I think we will return. Without taking our heart, only by physical body minus heart, we cannot go. If we go, what we will do after going? So we will not go. One thing, you are very rushy. Oh, your intention is that in this night we should stay here with you. You want. But we are very pativrata. Pativrata? Husband, only one husband. That is called pativrata. We never have seen any person living our husband. But today you are telling us, Rajanne Esa. It is night, it is dark. You should not go return to your house. You should be here. We will never stay here. We are going to our husband. Don't sit towards us. Since this day, began to return. Then Christ called them away. So, this is desire under the tree of conceiver. Here all gopis gathered and rush began. And from here Krishna vanished away with Radhika. And from here gopis became mad and were searching hither and thither, asking where is Krishna? Every trees and creepers. So, when Krishna again appeared before gopis, they again came to under this Bansibar. And again Krishna, he sat down on the dupatta of gopis. This is dupatta. One gopi took the legs of Krishna, feet of Krishna, in her lap, and was telling that, oh, you should not do like this. We have left everything for you, and you have left us. Don't again leave us. Another gopi catch hold of Krishna's right hand. Her hands in hand and began to weep. Oh, you are very much cruel. You should not be like this. One gopi took the left hand of Krishna and she was only weeping, not doing nothing. One gopi, very far away from Krishna, standing. She was only watching and seeing towards Krishna. Like this. Bankim who? I do. I do. I do. Like? What? She was very angry. And only towards him. And by his sight he was telling something Krishna. And by this gopi, by the sight of this gopi, Krishna assembled so much and understood everything that gopi wanted to say Krishna. Then here Krishna told them, gopis, one gopi again, that gopi, very gopi, another Radhika. That was Radhika. The gopi who has taken the feet of Krishna, that was Chandravali. and Shyamala and Bhadra. So at last gopis tells Krishna that, oh Krishna, there are three kinds of persons. One is that if anyone does prem, then he does prem. Priti to priti. And another kind of person is that whether anyone does prem or not prem, but yet he does prem. And third is, whether you do prem or not prem, he will never do prem. So Gopi Atat Srimati Radhika is asking Krishna, three kinds of person, who are you? In three kinds of person, in what type of you are? You are first or second or third? First you cannot be, because we are doing prem and you are not. Second, without doing prem or not doing it does prem, you cannot do. And third is like you. If anyone does prem or not, it does not prem. Perhaps you are in this category. Krishna began to laugh. He told that, oh Priyatama, I am not of any one of these categories. One who does prem, after taking prem from anyone, if a man does prem and then he does prem, they are paniya. Paniya means only merchant. If anything you give, they will give something to you. So I am not merchant. In this prem, there is no dharma, no better quality of anything. They are swarthi. Swarthi means selfish. They are only selfish. So no dharma at all. Following? No dharma. Nothing. Good. Second type are father and mother and Gurudev. If a sishya or son or daughter loves or not loves his father, mother and guru, that not sorrow, yet they have kind sight on them. They love a wretched sishya, son or daughter. They are dharmic and they are pure. And something now, everything is better in them. I am not within these two categories. And you are accepting this. Now, third category, there are four kinds of persons in this category. Lost category. One, those who are Atmaram. Atmaram is the word. Those who are remaining in his Atma. What is this?
He is self-satisfied. He is satisfied in himself.
That is Atma. Aptakam, those, everything is fulfilled. Nothing to have anything. No ambition, no anything. Everything has been fulfilled. That is called Atmana. Atmakam. Life, Sukadeva Goswami. Samasanandam, Samasanandam. They are all Atmakam. Or Atmaram, these are also Atmakam. Third is Guru Drohi. Guru Drohi means those who are not serving his father and mother. Gurudev. Then they are Guru Drohi, against Guru, evil doer of Guru and Father. They are very wretched persons. They are more than animals. They are guru guru. And akritagya, ungrateful. If I am doing something good to you, but you deny, that is ungrateful. I'm not anyone within this. I'm not Aptakan. I'm master and everything of Aptakan. Not only Aptakan. I'm Aradha of Aptakan. Atmaram, I'm not Atmaram. But Atmaram,
I'm thinking of me.
With thinking of me. And that is why they have become Atmaram and Atmaram. And I'm not Guru Guruhi. I'm so much greater than Guru Seva also. And not ungrateful. Then why I disappear? We have given everything and forget everything for your religious own. You have given up your husband, your lajja. Lajja means same. Right? History. Women can live everything, but not same. Same is more than of women. But you have left this also. Husband, children, everything. Even happiness, but bodies and self, anything. Yes. So, I wanted to give you something, some more thinking about me. So, I disappeared as if. Very poor man, he has not a single rice, and he anyhow very fortunate. He
did something.
Did something very a very coin of gold. Archintamani receives. But he don't know that what is this. He imagined that it is a piece of glass, broken glass. Anyone took that chintamani. He began to search where this piece of broken glass is. But he could not find. A man asked him, what you are searching? He told that, I'm searching, I have received any piece of broken glass. Very good. Oh, I have seen that thing. This was not a piece of glass broken, but it was parashmani chintamani. By touching in iron, that iron will become gold. So precious. You have lost it. Tell me if you can hear. You can to cry, weeping. Oh, I have lost this very valuable thing. And always check, always remembering, and weeping all day and night. So, you are loving me, but yet there is some lacking in your brain. I wanted that this would be fulfilled. So, I vanished. That you should think, remember me. That is why I think. That your brain should develop and develop so that one will know that gopis are the last stage of prayer. Jagat knows, all world knows, that in meeting, how joyful they are. But in separation, how they are. Anyone does not know. Now they will know. They will always remember you, all gopis. Not to me, but they will think only the dust of gopi feet. Bande nanda braja istinam padurim abhikrusha. Vyasam harikato gitap nath vanat. Koi baat hari lagi. I will not give anything in revenge.
In exchange.
That you have given to me. So I will be always ready and ready to you. Ready?
Yes,
sir. So please be placed upon me. I will be debtor. All the daggers were then in under the tree of Shiva. In nearby, there is a place of Yukishwara Mahadev. He came from Kailash at first and wanted to go to Bansiva to see pastimes of Rash Leela. But Gopi checked him at the Sima of, at the border of Vrindavan. Near Akrur Ghat, which is the border of Vrindavan and Akura. Shankar began to weep and began to meditate in Yoga Maya, Aurnamas. After 4,000 of years, she became visible to Shankar. Told him, ask that you want. Shankar told that, I want to see the last person. What you cannot see. Very, very good luck for you. Any man having the Akuman. I am woman and I am gopi and my marriage has been done to a gopi. That gopi can see. Those who have no disqualification. A male cannot go there. Any male rather than Krishna can see this. You are male, you. Then he began to reach and catch hold the feet of Guru Maya. Then he at once took the hands of Shankar and gave him in the Brahma Sarovar, Brahma Tapa, Brahma Tapa, and put him in the form that one, Brahma Tapa. Out of water, she became very, very beautiful gopi and told her, Purnimati, that you should be watched from there by hiding on a unique window where now Gopeshwar Mahadev is situated in groves. Told nothing. When Rash began, then gopis are seen saying to each other and to Krishna that today we are not feeling so happy and no taste in Rash. Why? It seems that any person who has no qualification and not sajatiya qualification like gopis, some other nature person has come here. The They began to search all gopis, lakhs and lakhs of gopis. At least they found a new gopi there. They caught hold of their beni and asked, "Who are you?" She cannot tell who are, who is she, because Padmavati has not given any name. Who are you? What is the name of your husband? What is your name? What is the name of your parents and sasur and sas? Sasur and mother-in-law, mother-in-law. Is there any brother of you? Where is your village? Where is your father-in-law's abode, place? No. No qualification that a gopi should have to catch hold of their baby. He began to do like this. She began to be at last. She remembered Purnamasi, Purna Devi, at her skin. She requested them not to be. She is my Kripa Patri. He is my object of mercy. So you should be merciful to him. Please give him right to see your eyes. Then Krishna became very much pleased, and Radhika and Gopis. And told her that your name is Gopi, Gopiswar Maha, Gopiswar. And now you can see our Ras. And we are giving you power. That if a newcomer, new sadhak comes in Vrindavan, and if he permits, then he can enter in Vrindavan. And his ambition is fulfilled. Without your mercy, he is not fulfilled. So, this was done at still a simple murti of Mahadev is in Rashtra. So it is our Aradhadev like Sinan Rashtra Rasarambi Bansi Bhat Tatastika Karsan Devi Sunai Gopi Gopi. This is a myth